Alvis Croft Limited presents an unabridged recording of Sowing Moonlight, written by Kyle Mewburn and read by Toby Webster. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Alvis Croft Limited. Last Rites, First Inklings. Autumn, 1990. Biawa, Queensland. Standing at the graveside, watching the other mourners drift away through the descending mist, I felt myself deflating. It had been one hell of a year. Grandma's death had taken everyone by surprise. The cancer that had been slowly consuming her for who knew how long had given no sign of its presence until there was more cancer than Grandma, and all the doctors could do was ease her passing. By the time I got back from Europe, cutting short my OE, Grandad was already hobbling down the long road to salvation. So I decided to postpone my return overseas and stay with him until he got over his grief, though deep down I knew he had no intention of getting over anything. There wasn't much to do on Grandad's farm for a city slicker like me. Although I'd spent many happy childhood hours helping him around the property, I'd never really been interested in the hows or whys. My help had always been more in the nature of keeping him company or carrying his shovel, for which I'd be rewarded with a wealth of stories and a feast of mulberries. "I hope you didn't stuff yourself with mulberries again," my mother would say as we kicked our gumboots off at the door. "Mulberries?" Grandad would say with exaggerated innocence. "There are no mulberries ready this time of year, are there, Daniel?" His face would contort comically as he tried to hide his tongue. "By golly, it must have been much colder out than I thought," he'd marvel. "Your tongue's always the first thing to go purple. Isn't that right, Daniel?" And I, his faithful accomplice, was always quick to offer my grinning agreement. So my first forays now into Grandad's garden were tentative, and I'd seek his advice before pulling a suspected weed from the once orderly beds. I fed the animals and collected whatever eggs I could find, but did little more. Yet, as another long, hot summer unwound around us, my confidence increased, apace with my enthusiasm. Despite my exhaustion,
sample complete. Ready to continue?